People are often defeated in the spiritual battle of life because they don't know the rules for victory. If that's the case with you, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to have victory over the enemies of your soul. Battles are not won by lectures on gunpowder. Battles are won as we meet the enemy and overcome him. The Christian is constantly at war, and he has three enemies that are ever with him: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Each of these enemies of our soul must be met and defeated with different weapons. The world, all of its allurements, all of its froth and tinsel, and all of its empty praise, is a powerful foe and must be faced seriously. Our weapon? Fellowship with Jesus Christ. The little song says, "And the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." So we need to maintain a daily fellowship with Jesus Christ. When we set aside a portion of our day to hear Him speak to us as we read His Word, and when we can share our hearts with Him in prayer, and through this our faith grows. The Bible says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." We overcome the temptations of the flesh by fleeing. Paul told Timothy, "Flee also youthful lust." Solomon wrote, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from the path. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away." You see, there is so much flammable material in our fleshly desires that it is foolish to even get near the sparks. God told Eve that there was one tree in the garden to avoid. And where do we find her? Sitting directly under it, alone. That was not too bright. The third enemy we face is the devil. And the devil, we fight. We don't give him an inch because he doesn't deserve it. The Bible says, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So we fight the devil, and the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. We use God's Word, which is living and powerful, and we saturate our lives with the Word of God. And the blessed Holy Spirit uses that Word because it's His sword. Paul said, "And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Jesus set the example in the Mount of Temptation when He used the Word of God to defeat the devil. So then, just as in the physical sense we use different weapons to fight different enemies, that is, you don't fight a thief in a dark alley with a submarine, so the Christian has specific weapons for the different enemies he faces. The flesh, we flee. The world, we fellowship with Jesus. The devil, we fight. May God bless you as you walk in victory, and thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.